Ha. Ta-da! Okay. All right, good. We got the recorder. So it's working now, Mr. Shooter. So we're going to start. I have a series of questions to ask you. First, I'll just ask for some identifying information. May I have your full name?
Robert Shooter Jr., S-C-H-U-D-E-R.
Thank you. All right, my name is Wendy Erickson. I'm an employee of the Parchment Community Library. Today is Thursday, March 4th, 2010. Mr. Shooter has agreed to sit for an oral history interview. I'm interviewing him in the local history room of the Parchment Community Library. So I have a series of questions here, and we're just going to kind of march through them.
All right.
About your memories of Parchment and or the KVP mill. When and where were you born?
I was born May 24th, 1929, at Bronson Hospital in Kalamazoo.
And where do you live today?
I live at 15 LaBelle, at Gull Lake or Richland, same address.
All right. And what is your personal connection to the Parchment area?
Well, I lived here from the time I was about 6 months old until I left to go in the Army when I was 20. So I lived here all that time. I never came back to live after I left to go in the Army. But, of course, I have a lot of relatives that lived here, a lot of relatives that were in the mill, both my grandfathers, my father, my mother, several uncles and aunts.
Oh, my.
My wife and myself, we all worked the mill at one time or another.
Okay.
And I lived with my grandparents at 613 Riverview Drive for a long time. They had a large six-room house down there. It belonged to the company. But they had
a
deal.
It was a company house.
Yes, a company house. But they had a deal with Mr. Kindleberger that they would live there and take care of the place and rent rooms to people that came to Parchment, either looking for employment or had some connection, you know, with the mill. It was a big six-bedroom house.
I see.
And so my grandparents lived there with me, and they took in a lot of boarders over the years. And so that we lived there, I guess up until I was 12 years old or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the mill wanted to expand or tear it down for some reason, so moved up on Keys Drive, which was also a company house.
I see.
And that's where I was living when I went in the Army. My mother stayed there for a while.
Okay.
And then she moved there.
What year did you go into the service?
1950.
To the Army. Okay.
I was working in the bond room at KVP at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And coincidentally, my wife was working there too. That's how we met, was there.
I see.
And so we both were working there. She kept working there after I left.
Okay.
For quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you did not come back here after the Army.
Did not come back here to live, no.
Sure. No. Sure. Okay. What's your earliest recollection of Parchment?
Well, I can remember starting school. I remember the day I started school.
Yeah, what day was that?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I was about 1934 or 35.
Okay.
Something like that.
Right here in Parchment.
Yeah, I was just would have been five, starting
sure.
kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my granddad walked up to the school with me the first day. And then after that, I just went on my own. But I walked every day from our old house down here to the school, and usually back at noon and
yes.
for my lunch and then back again.
And how far was that?
Well, I would say, what, eight blocks or something. Maybe.
Okay.
You know,
and you were five, just a little.
Well, in those days, nobody worried about kids out on their own so much as they do now. Yeah. You know, it's a different world.
Yes, sure.
And
what was school like? What do you remember about that?
Well, it was the original school was a little red brick school. I think it had about 8 rooms in it. And from kindergarten, at the time I went there, it was kindergarten through 9th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we went downtown to Kalamazoo Central for the last 2 years.
Right, right.
And I remember it quite well. It was, of course, Mr. Kindleberger basically was a school board, you might say. Oh. He hired all the teachers.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
And pretty much oversaw the operation of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Do you remember any of your teachers' names?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My kindergarten teacher was Miss Bellingham. Mm-hmm. I remember her very well.
Okay.
And I remember my fifth grade teacher, Miss Coster.
Mm-hmm.
She was a real good teacher.
Yes.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I got up in the ninth grade, there was Mr. Roos, who was... He was, I guess, basically the principal and also a teacher.
Do you think that was spelled R-O-O-S? Do you know how that was spelled?
No, I think it was R-U-S-S. No, wait a minute. R-U-S-E, I believe.
R-U-S-E.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was pronounced Roos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Ross, it was Roos.
Okay.
So he was a teacher in the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And Sally Appleyard was a teacher there. She still lives down in Kalamazoo. I talked to her once in a while. She was a Kalamazoo city commissioner at one time.
Oh, she was.
And,
okay.
She was one of my favorite teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the ones I remember pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. So you lived in... Did you have a telephone in your house, in that house on Riverview?
Oh, yeah.
You had a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have indoor plumbing?
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we didn't have a furnace.
But no furnace.
No furnace, no.
A big 6-bedroom, that first house on Riverview, you had 6 bedrooms.
Yeah, and 2 beds.
Just a wood stove in the kitchen, probably.
No.
No?
No, we got our heat from the mill through steam pipes. See, our house was probably 50 feet from the mill.
Is that
and
right?
And our steam pipes came across.
I see.
I think most of them were underground. And then we had the old type steel radiators.
Sure.
Steam radiators.
Oh, sure.
And the steam from the mill.
Yeah.
Powered those. So it's kind of a unique situation.
And that was true of any house that lived close
perimeter?
Or?
I'm not sure if all the other ones did or not. Now, there was a whole row of houses owned by the company just south of us. Probably at least half a dozen.
Yeah.
And they're all owned by the company, so it's quite possible they had the same situation. They were all backed right up onto the mill building.
Onto the mill. I see.
So it's possible they did all. I don't know for sure.
Okay. Oh, that's an interesting item. So the neighborhood, did you have friends in all these, in any of those row houses?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Kids you went to school with?
Oh, yeah. Right,
they were.
Right. And, some were friends of my granddaddy, worked with some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that had children, of course, I got acquainted with the children.
Sure.
Some were my age, some were older, some were younger.
Right, right.
So,
Where was the playground? There was a playground here. Was it here by the park, or was it...
Well, there were several. At the time I lived down there, the company put up a small playground at the end of the row house.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't much to it, just a couple of swings and a baseball field, I guess.
By an intersection you could name?
No.
No.
There wasn't any intersection there now.
Oh, okay.
Or then, I mean.
Then?
Yeah. But now the road goes down into that shopping area.
Oh.
You know.
Where the Save-A-Lot and the...
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
None of that was there. It was just
right.
Fields, you know.
Right.
So there really wasn't a road at all.
So it was down that in that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then much later on, they built a playground up next to the community house.
Yes.
That had a lot of swings and slides and all that stuff. See.
Were you in there? The community house?
Was I in there?
Never been in there?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes? What'd you do in there?
Well, several things. For one thing, there was a church located in there, Parchment Methodist Church.
Okay.
Used the community house as their church.
Mm-hmm.
So my family belonged to the church, and
I
so
see.
Went there on that. And in fact, I was baptized in there, in that church. I don't know how old I was. I was just a baby, I
sure,
guess.
Sure, probably.
And it was kind of interesting fact there. The minister at the time had gone to the Holy Land on a visit,
mm-hmm.
and he brought back water from the River Jordan,
mm-hmm.
and he used that to baptize some of his children. So
yeah.
I was one that
yeah.
was baptized that
oh.
way.
Okay.
Kind of interesting.
It's a unique memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, it was used as a, it was used for a lot of things. Any kind of a meetings or celebrations, and the school
right.
used it as for activities.
Uh-huh.
Like Christmas, we'd have a Christmas
yeah.
pageant, we'd have it there, because there wasn't any other place. You
know? Right, right.
And so it got used.
I understand there was also a gymnasium in there.
There was one added.
Added.
Later, yeah.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I can remember that.
Was there a restaurant in there? I heard a restaurant or.
I think there was a kitchen and eating area probably in the basement, as I remember.
Okay.
Like a lot of churches, you know, have a.
Right.
Get together
right.
area.
Sure.
With a kitchen and so on.
Sure.
I think I had that.
Okay. Do you remember what kind of games you used to play as a kid with your pals?
Oh, yeah. I used to. Used to play baseball and softball a lot.
Yes.
And in fact, way, way back, Parchment had a little league.
Uh-huh.
that they started, and I was in that. That was for boys baseball, or, yeah, baseball and softball.
Mm-hmm. So, how about street games?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what they were called?
Street games? I don't recall much of that.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Did the school have organized sports?
No, not at that time they
okay.
did. No.
Okay.
Because we had that huge yard or playground up
yeah.
there. It was a monstrous thing.
Oh,
of course,
okay.
now it's been kind of cut down because the school's bigger, and I think they took some off the back there for a street or something,
mm-hmm.
or off the side for a street, too.
Okay.
But, yeah, we had a beautiful playground there. We played soccer, for one thing. We just had a kind of an in-school
right.
soccer league.
Yes, you did.
But soccer,
played Egypt, played
soccer
against
wasn't
grades.
Much of a well-known game
it
at that time.
It wasn't, not at that time.
Mm-hmm. But we
right.
played it.
Right. Okay. Let me ask you some more about more about school. Do you remember your best and worst subjects?
Oh, yeah.
What were you good at?
Well, I was good at history and English and very bad at math.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Which I still am.
But you what?
Which I still am bad
and you
at
still
math.
Okay, and you already told me who your favorite teachers are. Did you have brothers and sisters, did you say?
I had a half-sister
okay.
who went to Parchment School much later on.
Later, okay.
My father and mother were divorced when I was about 6 months old, and that's the reason I went to live with my grandparents.
I see, okay.
And then my father remarried many years later and
yeah.
had a girl, daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my half-sister, and she went to Parchment School because they lived
okay.
up on Glendale.
All right.
And so she's got a history here, too.
Sure. Did you have chores in the house?
Yeah, you know, some on the yard, mostly.
What would you have to do?
Oh, cut the grass. And
you had to push lawnmower?
Rake leaves.
Yeah,
yeah, there were no power mowers in those days.
No.
it was all push and shove. Yeah.
Did you get an allowance?
No.
No. Okay. Didn't do allowances.
No allowances.
Nope. Okay. All right. Do you remember some of, you said, your family? extensively involved in the mill.
Yes.
So you knew pretty much that your neighbors, your friends at school and stuff, their families too.
Everybody's dad worked at the mill.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And sometimes their mothers too. You know.
Yeah.
It's like a family affair. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, my granddad worked in the what was called number one machine room.
Okay.
Which is right across the street here now.
Yes. All right.
You know,
yeah.
You could look out those windows.
Yeah.
And see this place at that time. Yeah, and he worked there the whole time he was employed by Parchment right up until his retirement.
And when did he retire?
Well, I can't tell you exactly. It was after 1950.
All right.
But I'll say 55, perhaps.
Okay.
Because he was still working when I left. When
he was.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he didn't work much longer. In fact, they they left him work a lot longer than they normally would have. He worked way past his normal retirement age because they were short of people that, you know, were capable of running.
Qualified and capable, I see.
Now, he had quite a responsible position when he retired.
What was his, what's his full name?
Daniel Shooter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Do you remember any fads or hairstyles when you were growing up? Or clothes that all you guys wanted to wear?
Well, I tell you one thing I just kind of brought to mind the other day. Remember knickers?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, that was a big fad in my time.
Yes.
And I had two pair of knickers. I had the school knickers that I wore to school, and when I came home, I'd take them off and put on my play knickers.
Ah.
And I didn't dare wear the school knickers.
Because the materials were different? Like the fabric
was different?
Well,
they were corduroy.
Corduroy knickers,
yeah. Well,
sure.
It was a question of keeping them clean, mostly. You know.
Yeah, that's right.
And I remember that all the boys wore knickers. That was a big thing.
Yeah. Were they all the same color?
No. It was blue and black and brown.
Yeah.
And kind of a tan color.
Did you all have your hair cut the same way?
Pretty much, yeah.
What did that look like?
Well, we all had crew cuts.
Okay. Well, crew cuts, short hair.
Very short. Yeah, and it was kind of a tradition. When school was out in June, a lot of the boys would go down to the barber shop and have their hair totally cut off.
Totally. Just buzzed.
Yeah.
Just buzzed, yeah.
Yeah, right.
What barber shop?
Well, it's the one that's, I guess there's still a barber shop there.
There is downtown, yeah. Do you remember who ran it?
Well, it was a gentleman named Frank.
Okay.
And he had different assistants at different times. But he was there for years and years and years.
Okay.
And he knew all us kids, of course.
And he was the only barber in town?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's the only barber? Okay.
In fact, it still is, probably. I mean, I
believe
he's not there, but...
I believe so.
Yeah,
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were growing up in here, did you pay much attention to, like, what was going on around town, or who the mayor was, or if there were any, like, hot issues going around, or...
Well, one hot issue I remember quite vividly is when the union was organized.
Well,
that was a bad time, because I ended up in a strike, and a lot of bad feelings, you know.
Yes.
People chose up sides, you know, for and against, and...
Were you in high school then? Do you remember
that was? It would have been in the 30s, early 30s probably.
Okay, you were young.
I was just a young boy.
Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah, I remember the picket lines.
Was there any fighting? Do you remember any of that?
I don't remember specifically that, no.
Okay.
But there was a lot of bad feeling around, I know that, because the whole town, of course, was involved.
Right.
And some were for and some against, and you know how that goes.
And the union, it passed?
Oh, yeah.
It passed.
Yeah.
Was your dad a member? Did he join?
My granddad was.
Your granddad, okay.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Your grandfather?
Well, that's Daniel.
That's Daniel.
Maybe I confused you there.
Yeah, who's your father?
My father is Robert Sr.
That's right. That's
and
right.
My grandfather is Daniel.
It's Daniel. I should have known your father was senior.
So,
I see. And so he did not join the union. Daniel.
Oh, Daniel did.
Daniel
did. My dad, I don't think, was working here at the time.
All right.
He just worked here a short time.
Okay.
Interesting thing there, too. My father and my mother met at the mill. They both worked in the same department. And that's how they met. And my wife and I had the same thing happen 20 years
ago. For heaven's sakes.
Got it interesting.
Yeah. Well, it was a big place. There were a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I think
employed there.
What, 4,000 or something at one time?
At one time when it was humming. Yeah. I think that's right. I think that's the number I read, too.
Yeah, and of course, like I said before, I've got had a lot of relatives, that work there, off and on, different times.
Yeah, yeah. Were you ever mentioned in the paper, in the newspaper, any of your family? Do you remember any, for any reason?
Well,
Some a wedding or, some...
Yeah, when I got married, I know.
Yeah.
Notice was in the Kalamazoo Gazette.
In the Gazette.
And then, of course... The Parchment News would, give articles on employees. And kind of little interviews about them,
Do you think your grandfather ever got interviewed?
Oh, yeah.
He did.
In fact, somewhere, and I was looking for it the other day, somewhere I've got a copy of that.
Ah.
With his picture on it and everything.
And do you think it was the Parchment News or the Gazette?
That was the Parchment News.
That was the Parchment News.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ah.
But I know I've got it somewhere.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring it in when I brought those other things, but I couldn't find it.
Okay. Well, if you do, we'd love to make a copy of that.
Tells his whole life story
and
all his employment and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
He started paper making when he was 16. And that's all he did all his life is work in a paper mill. Right up to the time he retired. Mm-hmm. He worked all over the country at different mills at different times.
Okay.
And he was working in Massachusetts at the time that Jake Kindleberger contacted him and asked him to come here to work for him.
I see.
And so he did. And that was probably in the middle 20s, I guess, around in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he stayed there.
And what was his title? His job there?
Well, he ended up, there? He was, I guess you'd say, superintendent of the machine room, I believe.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had plenty of authority.
Yeah, he
did. And supervising and managing other workers there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, he did.
Sure.
Yeah. He knew the Kindleberger family. Down in Ohio. They were neighbors down there.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that's how they got acquainted originally.
Yeah.
And then they both, I guess, went into the paper mills down there at 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jacob, of course, he got into the sales part of it more, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And my granddad just kept going around the country. But he always worked in the machine room.
Oh.
And that's all he did all his life.
Huh. Interesting. Let me ask you, did KVP, do you remember if they had, parties for families?
Oh, yeah.
In the community house, didn't they?
Yeah,
I think I
read
something.
Right, yeah.
Like, for the holidays.
We always had a big Christmas party.
Big Christmas, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they gave out hams or turkeys or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And bonuses.
And bonuses,
checks, yeah.
Days were good then, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Families here, yeah.
Well, it was a family-owned business for a long time.
Sure,
and
right.
Mr. Kindleberger was the boss,
Mm-hmm.
But he was a benevolent boss, He was good to the people, but he was the boss.
Yes.
No question about that. So that's the way it worked. And we had a lot of things go on at the community house. It was well used, that community house.
Mm-hmm. You don't. So you haven't lived here since you left the Army. Have you been back here very often?
Oh, I pass through.
You just pass through.
Yeah.
Does it look different?
Yeah, quite a bit. But there's some things the same.
Like what?
Well, where the stores are, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
No, that hasn't changed.
Do you used to go to Mr. Belisle's store?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That name keeps coming up around here when we do these history reviews.
Yeah, I knew Bob and his wife real well. In fact, I remember the day they started their business. Oh. They had bought what was called Riley's Drugstore.
Uh-huh.
And Bob and his wife bought it from Mr. Riley and his wife. And I remember the first day I went in there, and I didn't know that they'd changed hands and all. And Bob was just a young guy, just out of high school, really.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And I thought he was just working there.
Oh.
And I kind of got off on the wrong foot with him. I thought he was just a gopher, you know.
Yeah.
But it turned out he was the owner.
Oh, okay.
But we got along real well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was always good with the kids because he wasn't much older than
not realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just a little bit out of high school, I think, when they started that business.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed there many, many years.
How about I've heard from other people I've talked to is the intersection up at G.
Mm-hmm.
Avenue and Riverview used to be two or three gas stations up there. Was that when you were growing up? Do you remember that? Much busier. I mean, there's a busy gas station up there now.
Yeah, it's always been.
But that was a real kind of a busy intersection.
Yeah,
in town.
It was.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But mostly gas stations, I guess. Mm-hmm. Now, that little restaurant there, I don't.
The corner view that's up there now?
Yeah. Well, I don't think that was there when I was there.
Okay.
But, it was a busy spot.
Yeah. So, would you go downtown a lot? Would you guys,
kids
walk downtown?
To Kalamazoo, you mean?
No, here. Would you just walk into some of these stores?
Oh,
would you
go to these stores? Hang around. We were regular drugstore cowboys. You know? We were up there every evening, usually. And
what were you doing?
Just a bunch of kids hanging around.
Yeah?
You know?
Inside or outside?
Both. We'd go in. And
sure.
Of course, they didn't like us taking up the booze.
That's right.
All night.
Yeah.
So we'd go in and have something to drink, probably, and go outside, especially in warm weather.
Of course.
You know, all the gang out there.
They used to do a lot of parades in this town, didn't they? Small towns used. I came from a small town up north. We do parades at Labor Day and Memorial Day and 4th of July. They do any of that around here?
Not that I remember.
Not too much.
Parades.
No.
No.
Are there any kind of carnivals coming through town ever?
Well, of course, all that stuff went to Kalamazoo.
Okay,
you know,
sure.
We were
just because
so
it's bigger. Sure.
We were so small here,
sure.
You know, they didn't bother. So if you want to see anything like that, you had to go to Kalamazoo.
Did you go into Kalamazoo?
Oh,
often?
Yeah.
How'd you get there?
Well, there was they finally got a bus line running. Originally,
mm-hmm.
Of course, there was no communication.
Yeah.
It was just an old dirt road.
Right.
And the river, and in fact, my dad was first working for the mill. He rode a river boat up from Kalamazoo.
I've seen a picture of
little
that.
Little steamer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
back and forth to work.
Mm-hmm.
It was fast.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I mean, faster than walking.
Faster than that ruddy old road.
That road.
Which
that's
is Riverview Drive, but
sure.
It wasn't much. You know.
Sure.
But anyway, eventually they got the bus line to come out here, and that's the way we usually went down. We'd go to the movies every Saturday. And
okay. Yeah.
And other days, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when I went to Central High School, of course, I rode a bus every day.
Yeah.
Down
right.
And back for that.
Right. So After you were in the Army for how long?
A little over 2 years.
Two. Mm-hmm. Did you serve in Korea? Were you in Korea that time?
Yeah.
Okay. When you came back, where did you go?
Well, I'd gotten married
mm-hmm.
while I was in the Army. And my wife was from Battle Creek.
Okay.
And of course, we met here in the mill, but she was...
commuted from Battle Creek every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a long commute.
It
and the
is.
Roads weren't good that day. But anyway, because she lived there, when I got out, I could have come back here and got my job because they were supposed to hold the jobs open for you, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for veterans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I went over there, and of course, I didn't know anything about Battle Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Never, hardly ever been there, and I met her family, and, and we just started living there, and I started working there, and so I never came back to this area, although, you know, we go to Kalamazoo all the time. And
What did you do for a profession when you got out of the Army?
Well, I was in public safety for Battle Creek.
Okay.
Mostly fire department.
Okay.
And I spent 31 years doing that before I retired.
I see. Okay. And when did you retire?
1983.
Okay. 1983. All right.
A long time.
I guess. Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Nothing wrong with retirement.
So you, I just take it from this conversation and stuff that you have very good memories about Parchment.
Yeah, I think
great
I
place
do.
To grow up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, after they built the park, of course, they were always enlarging it.
Yes.
We used to, as kids in the summer especially, we'd hang out in there, ride our bicycles.
The park is beautiful here.
And then later on, when I got in high school, they came up with a program to employ school kids during the summer, mostly cutting grass and raking
weeds. I've seen some reference to that. Did you do that?
Oh,
were you part of that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Every summer, yeah.
What was that? Every summer from what age? How old were you when you started that?
Well, I was probably 15, I imagine.
Okay, and what did you do?
15 through 18.
15 through 18. You got paid for this or not?
Oh, yeah.
You got paid?
Not very much, but we
right.
did get paid.
Right, but something.
Oh, yeah, and it was just something to keep the kids occupied and give them a little money.
You bet.
I made enough working all summer to buy my school clothes, and, and we had to buy our books in those days. By the school books.
Yeah. What did they call those? They weren't called boys' clubs. What were the names of those? Those groups? I thought that I'd seen that somewhere.
Oh, you mean the group that worked in the park?
Yeah.
It had a name.
It did have a yeah.
Gosh.
I can't remember now either.
Right now.
Yeah, I can't either. I just wondered if
you
remembered.
Well, maybe it'll come up, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, they definitely had a name.
So how many kids do you think? Do you have any idea? How many were employed?
Well, there was quite a few.
Talking dozens?
Well.
Would you say?
20, maybe.
20.
At
a time. Like at a time over the summer?
Yeah, right.
Boys and girls?
Yeah. No.
Just boys?
No girls. No girls.
Just
no,
boys.
Just
oh,
boys,
okay.
Yeah.
And you cut grass. And what else?
Oh, we'd sweep the streets.
Uh-huh.
Every Saturday morning we'd get our sweep brushes.
Yeah.
Sweep the streets.
Did you add jobs for individual people, or was this just mostly?
Well, it was organized, I guess, through the mill, basically. It was part of sort of the Parks and Recreation Department, I guess you'd say.
I see.
They kind of were overseeing it.
Yeah.
And, of course, at the end of the summer, then we were all done.
Right.
And
right.
So it was.
Yeah. Was it fun?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. Well, outdoors every day.
Outdoors every day with lots of pals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work with my friends.
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
Yeah, it was nice. And get paid besides.
Get paid. Well, you know, that was, if you were 15, that was the height of the war, World War II, right?
Yeah, it was.
So to be, earn a little money during the summer for teenagers, that was a big deal,
I
think.
It was. It was a nice program.
Yeah. And it was run by local...
Well,
parents, or
I think basically that probably KBP sponsored it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
One of the teachers from school, Mr. Roos, I think I mentioned him before. He was kind of the director of it, but he was doing it, you know, for the mill. Yeah.
So how you guys would like? How would you get your instructions about where you have to show up every day?
Well, there was a. There was a director of the park. I don't know what his title was, but he was overseeing the yards and parks department.
Yeah.
His name was Jacob DeLoof.
Oh.
And he lived in a house just across the the street from the park.
How do you think we spell his last name?
D-E-L-O-O-F.
Thank you. All right.
And I remember him very well.
Yes?
So every morning, he was a tried-and-true Dutchman, and he had a little trouble with English, but we got along all right. Anyway,
so
every morning we'd show up at that big barn. I don't know if that barn's still up there or not. But we'd all gather there, and he'd give us our assignments.
I see.
Day.
Okay.
Now, there were also adult men working at the same time, but they were permanent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had the adult men and mm-hmm. the kids.
Yeah.
And he'd give us all our assignments, and off we'd go.
Yeah. So you learned some great work habits probably doing
that. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Plus a few skills doing that. And
He was on you, boy. He didn't... He didn't allow any goofing off.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good, though.
Great. That's great. So, let me just ask you if there's... We've been talking for, maybe 40 minutes now. If there's anything else you want to say about parchment or about your life here or what you remember the best about this, or what you would like other people to know about parchment?
Well, I guess we've covered a lot of it, but it was a company town, no question about it.
Right.
You know, Mr. Kindleberger was head of everything.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
If you worked here, you worked for him, and
mm-hmm.
and he got, I guess he was the whole office, you might say, at one time. He hired and fired and did the sales and, you know, the whole deal.
To get, when he first got started, and, probably,
He had two sons. They were both older than I was. Now, my dad went to school with the younger son, Charlie.
Well, Charlie.
Charlie. The older son, Joseph, it seems to me he was killed in an automobile accident.
Oh.
I'm not just sure, though. I'm almost certain that he was killed somewhere or other.
At a fairly early age. Like teen or early 20s?
Well,
or?
I would say probably early 20s.
Early
20s.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I think he was intended to be the heir of Kindleberger. But
yeah,
it didn't happen. And Charlie, the younger son... He worked for KBV too, just like everybody did.
Mm-hmm.
And he was good friends with my dad. They
I
went
see.
To school together.
Oh, really? Okay.
And there was a Boy Scout troop here. And they were all in it. I was in it later on.
Oh, I see.
But my dad and his friends were all in it.
Do you remember the name, the number, excuse me, of your Boy Scout troop?
No, I don't.
I just thought you might. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
The people who were in it were friends, became the fathers of another group that became friends, the next generation down, you know.
Sure. Exactly.
Because, again, we were all
everybody working for the mill.
Yeah.
So,
and
going to the same school and.
Yeah. Same interests.
Same interests.
You know, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Of course, the mill sponsored that Boy Scout troop, you know, just like they
did
everything. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I guess it was a company town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, at one time, the men and the women were ordered to wear a certain kind of uniform.
They were? What did it look like?
Well, with the men, it was just basically sort of bib overalls. You might say.
I see.
But with the women, it was a little green, it looked like a waitress's uniform.
Oh.
You know, with a little white collar and an apron.
Really?
Yeah, they had to wear that.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. I don't know how long that lasted. Probably.
Everywhere in the, wherever they worked in the plant, the women were assigned a uniform.
As far as I know, yeah.
Were the bib overalls of the men like denim or a different color or?
They were just the basic denim Levi type thing,
sure.
Blue, you know.
Sure, sure.
But
when do you think that got instituted? Did your dad wear that?
No, my dad left before a lot of this started. But my granddad, of course, he worked in the machine room, and in the machine room, he wore as few clothes as possible because it was wet and hot in
there.
Well,
we've seen pictures, you know, of bare feet.
Yeah, yeah.
The guys in there.
And there was a reason for that, too.
Slippery or
so, yeah,
slippery?
It was safer.
Safer?
And it saved your shoes. Your
That's
shoes,
true.
Your shoes would go to
They deteriorate, wouldn't
oh,
they,
yeah,
in that
because
dampness.
There was always water on the floor.
Right.
And noise and steam. I used to take my granddad lunches sometimes. Of course, we just lived down a short ways, and sometimes I'd just run over with his lunch.
Uh-huh.
You know, just with just a short way.
Sure.
And I go in that machine room, and I think, how can anybody work in here? You know,
yep.
That noise.
That noise.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you could hardly talk at all.
Uh-huh.
You almost have to put your mouth up against somebody's ear and yell.
Oh,
to be heard.
Mercy.
Oh, that's awful. Hot.
And hot and
steamy, wet.
And steamy and wet and loud.
Yeah, he worked there all his life.
And he did. He did. Yeah.
Strange.
But yeah.
Yeah, he was proud of that. He was a papermaker boy.
I guess so. I guess so. Well, Mr. Shooter, thank you so much. You have a lot of memories.
Well, I do.
Thank you so much. It's been very interesting to talk to you, and
mm-hmm.
you will get a copy of this CD.
Okay.
After we get it
transcribed.
That. Okay. And I'll keep you posted on the KBQ reunion this
year. Yeah, I would know.
We hope to see you.
I talked to my sister on the telephone the other day. She lives in Otsego.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling her about... this 100-year thing coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'd like to see that. Of course, she lived here, you know, probably 10, 15 years of her life.
Okay.
Before they moved to Portage. So she was interested in that, too.
Great. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll get you the information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get that spread around.
Yeah, I like that.
Thanks very much.